So, how do you torture a woman? Well, you can tie her up on the rack and rip her bones apart from the sockets. Or you can tear apart her mind and her body. Now, there's two ways you can do that. You can pry her body away from her mind, or you can pry her mind away from her body. Either way, it works out to the same thing. You stop the woman. She can think but not act, or she can act but not think. Now, if you want to pry her body away from her mind, you need to physically humiliate her. Of course, rape is the most traditional method, but it's not the only one by any means. You can ridicule her body. You can make fun of the things that she does. You can make her self-conscious about her looks. You can make her strap her breasts in. You can make her embarrassed about her periods. You can make her frightened of sex, frightened of puberty, frightened of aging, frightened of eating. You can terrorize a woman with her own body, and then she'll torture herself. Now, if you want to pry her mind away from her body, you need to make her believe she's crazy. I mean, you can put her in the courtroom and have all the experts certify that she's mentally incompetent, but again, there's a lot of other ways to go about this. You can just annul her. We all know how that goes. Interrupt her, change the subject. Ignore her, patronize her, trivialize her, dismiss her. You can deprive her of her art, of her history, of her spiritual traditions. You can restrict her contact with other women. You can have a fit over women-only space. Like male dominant doesn't mean men only. You can lie to her so chronically and so comprehensively that lie becomes the entire context for her existence. You can cause her to doubt her own perceptions, and then if she's unable to change the way she feels, she really will believe she's crazy. It's not too hard to do if you control all the resources. And if you're